Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you're now tuned in to Facing Your Fears, radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Dr. Norma Chapman. As always, listeners, let's bow our heads for our opening prayer. Father God, we thank you for another opportunity to go forth on today, Father God, in radio land, Father God. We pray, Father God, that it would be a blessing to someone out there that's listening, Father God, and a word from you, Father God, will be heard, Father God, and open up their ears to receive what you are saying to us on today, Father God. Someone may have a bow down here and confused on today. But we pray, Father God, something that will be said on the show today can lift that bow down head, Father God. We know, Father God, that you are in control of our lives in everything that we do. Father God, we give you the glory for it, Father God, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we pray that every word that proceeds out of our mouth will be of that that's pleasing and acceptable in your sight, and that you may get the glory out of all that we do and say. And as we go forth, Father God, we pray, Father God, that this show will be a successful show on today. Bless our guests on today, Father God, as she go forth, Father God, to bring the word, Father God, that you have given her for us to hear on today, Father God. All right, listeners, remember that you can press that number one if you have any comments, questions. I just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. Today's topic is, what do you do when you don't know what to do? Our special guest today is none other than a woman, an awesome woman of God, Dr. Minister Dr. Francine Hayes. As she comes forth, I'm going to bring her shortly in the studio with us live. And as she comes forth, pray that a God will touch her on today and that she will be blessed on today to bring the word that God has given her. I'll bring into the studio with us now. Good afternoon, Dr. Hayes. How are you today?
Good afternoon. How are you, Dr. Chapman? I am truly blessed.
Well, it's a pleasure having you on Face and Your Fears on today. Can you share with our listeners a short bio about yourself?
Yes, ma'am. I would be glad to. I am an independent gospel recording artist, also a minister of the gospel, and I'm truly excited about the journey that God has me on in this season. For him. Throughout my music ministry career, I have been recognized by many radio personalities and industry leaders as a traditional gospel artist, one that captures the listening audiences all across the nation. Some of my recordings include Bill Bridges Instead of Walls, Thank You, Jesus, One More Time, There Is a God Who Shall Abide, Holy Ghost, my recent release, It's Praying Time, He Won't Fail, and Heal Us. I'm excited, and I am licensed and ordained in the word ministry through Bishop Lawrence L. Kirby of St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church out of Racine, Wisconsin. I am currently serving as an associate minister at Mount Nebo Baptist Church right here in Nashville, Tennessee, under the divine directions of Dr. Theodore Bryson, Sr.
Okay. There you have it, listeners. It's a blessing to have Minister Dr. Hayes on our show on today. I had an opportunity to meet her here in the city of New Orleans for one of the showcases at the National Promoter, Brother Joe Tyson, when they gave a beautiful, beautiful presentation here in the city of New Orleans. And she was honored for having been the soloist of the year here in the city of New Orleans. I think she won the showcase as well, one of the showcases that they were doing on that day. And it truly was a pleasure being in her company. And the Lord laid it on my heart to bring her on Face and Your Fears. Such a mighty, mighty woman, such a sweet woman of God. And I understand you just received your doctoral degree. Am I correct, Doctor?
Yes, ma'am. I was honored through the Upper Room Theological Seminary in North Carolina back in the month of February, honored and given a doctoral degree humanitarian recipient and Presidential Lifetime Achievement.
What a blessing, what a blessing. And you were so kind to send me. I think you had an opportunity to meet the legendary Shirley Caesar, am I correct?
Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. And what an
what
honor
a blessing,
to be in.
What a blessing. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, it was an honor
here.
Okay. It was an honor to be in Pastor Shirley Caesar's presence on several occasions. We just connected and just God has allowed us to build a wonderful relationship in his presence, and I thank God for that. She is definitely truly a woman of God who has walked the life she sang about.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I know it was an honor being in the midst of Shirley Caesar, but we're going to go forward on today, and we're going to talk. It's all about you on today. Yes, all about you on today and your beautiful presentation, your topic, what do you do when you don't know what to do? And I'm going to share some of what Dr. Hayes had sent me. She said, 3 steps David took to seek deliverance out of his situation. Number one, he sought God, Psalms 42:1. If you have your Bibles, listeners, as the doctor minister bring forth the word, you feel free to follow along with us. As the hurt panted after the water bricks, and the panting my soul after thee. Although he was feeling separated from God, he wouldn't rest until he restored his relationship with God, because he knew that life depends on it. Sometimes we got to encourage ourselves and know that our lives depend upon God. He sought God. Number two, he meditated on the record of God's goodness to his people. Psalms 42:6. Number three, he praised God in the midst of his trials. Psalms 42:5. And listen, as you know, we know that David was the apple of God's eyes. Out of all the trials and tribulations that David went through, he never ceased to pray. He never ceased to not to go to God and ask for forgiveness. And this is why God honored David. And when we read the book of Psalms, there's so much David went through, and enemies all around him, and all kind of things happened to David. But as we listen to the word on today, she's going to shortly be bringing this presentation to you. We want to reflect on how God works in our lives, how sometimes we get disencouraged. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. I lost my brother on yesterday, so if I'm stumbling in any way, please pray for me that I get through the show on today, because we know God is still in control. And I know and I realize that we have to look to the hills which cometh our help, not some of our help, but all of our help comes from God, knowing that God did not make any mistakes. My brother left suddenly. He died in his sleep. And we know that God does not make no mistakes in our lives. And that's why we want to give God the glory. We thank God for the good, and we thank God for the bad, because we know that all of our good outweighs our bad. Now I'm going to yield and bring the minister back into let her finish her presentation on today. Remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome topic. Just press that number one on your phone if you want to encourage Dr. Hayes on today. If you just want to just join in and say a word or two about our topic, if you had an experience. Because I know sometimes I get all discouraged and I don't know what to do sometimes, but I know one thing that I can do. I can take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it right there while we're trying to figure it out. God has already worked it out. All right, listeners, I'm going to bring Dr. Hayes back into the studio with us now. And Dr. Hayes, we're going to,
yes,
at the end of the show, we're going to discuss a little bit more about your recordings and when you first got started. But right now we're going to bring the word of God to our listeners. We want to hear what the Lord is, the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us on today. You may begin your presentation at this time.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for your mighty works in our lives today, Father God. We thank you for the opportunity to share your word among the people of God. We ask that you will open our ears and open our hearts that we will receive your word and give us an obedient spirit to live your word in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen. Well, I am going to talk from the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms 42, and read verses 1 through 6. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise with a multitude that kept holy day. Verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill of Mizar. Today will be what? Do you do when you don't know what to do? People of God, I want to share with you that in this life, it doesn't matter how saved we are or how often we study the word of God or how fervent we pray or how often we tarry to church, there will be times when God will test our faith in him. But sometimes we might find ourselves in strange circumstantial oppositions that will cause us to long for the presence of God. Now, when we look in the book of Job, Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, God gave Satan permission to destroy Job's wealth. And then he allowed the death of Job's children. And then God permitted Satan to destroy Job's health. But Job trusts God. Through it all, he trusts God. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. What do we do when we don't know what to do? Job sets the prime example. So here in the book of Psalms 42, we know that Psalm is a book of poetry. It is filled with prayers and songs that express the full range of human emotions. Psalms represent personal journeys of the writer's relationship with God. The writer of Psalm 42 is known, but may have been a worship leader in 42 and 4 to the sons of Korah. Psalm 42 was written during the time when David fled from his son Absalom to prevent further destruction of Jerusalem. In reference to that, it's found in 2 Samuel 15:14. And David said unto all his servants that were with him in Jerusalem, arise and let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword. So David, during this writing of Psalm 42, David had fled from Absalom, and he finds himself exiled in a state of spiritual depression. Other words, David finds himself isolated in the spirit, emotional state of depression, and longing to be in the temple with the people of God, worshiping God, but he is now unable to do so. My. Well, sometimes, people of God, the pressures of life will cause us to feel exiled or isolated from family, friends, our place of worship, while leaving us longing for the presence of God. Amen? Do when we don't know what to do. But David took several steps towards reaching deliverance out of his situation. The first thing David did was he sought God, found in Psalm 42:1, as the hart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee. David feeling separated from God. He's isolated and he's exiled. He's in exile. He's feeling separated from God. Till he restored his relationship with God, because he knew his life depended on God. And people of God, that's where we have to set our minds, to know that whatever we're going through, when we must seek God, we must seek the presence of God in our lives through his word, through prayer, and meditation upon him, in a way to restore our relationship with him while we're going through, because we're nothing without God. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. So here David finds himself, he's encouraging himself in the Lord. And so if God is for us, can be against us. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. So we have to seek God and encourage ourselves. Does anyone have any questions or concerns or reflections upon David's first step for deliverance?
All right, listeners, you do have time to press that number one if you have any questions, comments. I just want to share your thoughts on today's topic as our minister continued her presentation. So now you can just press that number one, and I will bring you live into the studio with us so you can ask any questions or share anything that you want to share in reference to the topic. What do you do when you don't know what to do? I'm enjoying the presentation on today. Think about it, listeners. What do we do when we just don't know what to do? And we're going to let our guests continue to share with us and give us some informative information and relate as it relates to the Bible, and as God direct her spirit to tell us what should we do when we just don't know what to do. So at this time, you may continue your presentation, Minister.
Okay. David is there. Yes. Okay, so David finds himself exiled and isolated after fleeing from his son from further destruction in Jerusalem. And the first thing he did was he sought God. He had to encourage himself. And so that's what we have to do as a people of God, is speak the scriptures. When we speak scriptures in our lives daily, God gives us power to get through whatever we're going through. He may not bring us out, but he will deliver us in the midst of it. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Second, not only did David seek God, but he meditated on the record of God's promises. In Psalm 42:6, oh, my God, my soul is cast down within. Therefore, will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Mazah. David meditated on the record of God's promises. His mind off his situation, it gave him hope that God was going to deliver him out of exile, out of depression, and restore his fellowship with God. So oftentimes, people of God, when we're going through trials and tribulations and storms in life, whatever the situation may be, when you don't know what to do, if you just take your mind off your situation, that gives you hope. It brings more hope in Christ Jesus. And so I don't know about you, but I can only speak for Frozen at this moment, if you don't mind. But when I'm going through something, when I'm going through trials in my life, I have to shift my mind. I find myself shifting my mind towards the promises of God, because I know that only he is able to keep you. He is able to keep me from falling and to present me faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Taking your mind off the situation and placing your thoughts on the promises of God.
Amen.
He's able to sustain you. Even when we don't deserve it, God is able to sustain us. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for you. For power is perfected in weakness. God is able to keep us. Any reflections or concerns, comments?
Okay, we do have a caller, doctor, we do have a caller, and when I make that announcement, I'm the only one that can see if you do have anybody with any questions or comments. We're going to bring the caller in now. Our code 504, last four digits of that number is 8011. 504, last four digits of that number is 8011. Good afternoon, caller. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I had problems seeing the phone. My vision is a little low, but I was I just tried, and God just put my fingers on the right number. But praise be to God. I'm enjoying the this broadcast. It is it's just wonderful for women of God to hear other women of God. But first, I want to say to you, Sister Dr. Chapman, you and your family have my deepest sympathy and the loss of your brother. And I want
God
you to know
you.
That earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So you just keep the faith
you.
And God will lead and guide you. But to my sister, so many things I'd like to ask or say. But one, you just want to do and don't know what to do. And you're doing a project and you just get stagnated. You want to do so much, but then you have so much strife all around you, and you already know that no weapon formed against you will prosper, and you know all of these things, and you always look to the hills. You know God, but sometimes it's just so hard. And you just stagnate, and you just sit there, and you sit, and you sit, and you constantly think about what you're doing, and then you start praying, and you're still in a situation where you're just paralyzed. You can't move, and you're constantly looking up to God, throwing your hands up to God, but you're still in this situation. So what do you do? When you're I guess you're so depressed, you're trying to pull yourself out of this depression. Can you offer me some suggestions of how I can pull myself out of this, I guess, out of this depression when I'm doing this major project and I'm doing everything that I can. So can you help me in this situation, offer some advice for me, please?
Well, I'm reminded in the book of Acts, I believe verses 1 through 8, when Jesus gave a commandment to the disciples, and he told the disciples, he said, go into Jerusalem and wait. And what he meant by the word wait, he was telling them to wait for him. And who is he but the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit? I'm reading it now. He said to the disciples, until the day in which he was taken up, after that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen, listen carefully, of them 40 days. So Jesus showed himself for 40 days before the disciples, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. That means while we wait, it's not so much of what we do. It's not so much of waiting. It's what we do while we're waiting. And Jesus was assembled among them. He was assembled together with them. And so he commanded that they should not depart from Jerusalem. That's just like Jesus telling us, babe, sis, don't move until I tell you to move. Don't speak until I tell you to speak.
Yes.
But wait
yes.
for me.
Well, say, wait
that
on
means,
the Lord.
Yes, 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 yes. And the next text goes, my God is powerful. He says, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence.
Oh, my God,
Jesus is commissioning to the disciples that you cannot, don't move, don't say anything until the Spirit of the Lord has come upon you. And
Amen.
That is so. And he goes on in Acts 1 and in Acts 1 and verse 8. But ye shall receive power.
Power. Yes.
The Holy Ghost will come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. We can't do nothing, sis. We can't do anything for the kingdom of God without first receiving the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Minister Haynes and our caller, I don't want to cut your conversation off, but we do have other callers, and we only have like another half an hour on the show, and we didn't want to give them an opportunity to ask any questions or concerns. And I would just say to our call on today, you know, sometimes we don't understand why God doesn't answer us right away, but in that sometimes it's a test of faith, and we have to have faith in knowing that He may not come when we want Him to come, but He's already worked on a situation. We just don't know the answers. But God, while we're trying to work it out, God has already, while we're trying to figure it out,
God has already worked it out for us. And we know working in God's vineyard, there are going to be some ups and there are going to be some downs. There are going to be some for us and there are going to be some against us. But wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He that wait on the Lord shall renew your strength. And when we wait, and while we're waiting, we must listen. Learn how to listen. Learn how to connect with that communication with God, because he's gonna confirm anything. He's gonna show you before he show anybody else. And we have to learn how to make that connection with God, so we'll know that's God telling us now move. And sometimes God may not want us to move on certain things. He said, "The battle is not ours," said the Lord, "but it's His." Sometimes the burden is. You see, this way it said, "Cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for us." Sometimes it's too heavy for us, and He knows just how much we can bear. So some things He tells us to learn how to pick our battles in life, because He knows what's best for us. He knows how we can go forward. Some things it may not even be worth trying to. I know that caller, if I'm correct, is this Sister Gloria Hall?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, which I think she's referring to. She's the president of the Women's Auxiliary at her church. And listen, you know, as a leader, when you're leading anybody in a leadership position, it's hard. And we do need God to help us to bear the heavy load. But I encourage you on today, your project that you have coming up, just keep doing what God told you to do. God's not going to bring us to something if He don't bring us through it. If He brought you to it, He's going to bring you through it. The doors may be closed, but I'm a living witness that there's going to be another one open. And sometimes we try to do things our way. We have to learn, when we're seeking God for an answer, we have to learn how to do it God's way. But she's going to come back with part two of this, Sister Johnson. And I pray that something that she said or something that you can read, the scripture that she just gave you, that you can get your breakthrough through that. I have no doubt in my mind, you're a great leader. I remember when you were the president of the NAACP here in the city of New Orleans. You know how people are. Some people are going to be, they don't want to see you get where God wants you to go. But we have to learn how to stay steadfast and unremovable, always abiding, and God is going to take care of us. Sometimes the rain may fall and the winds may blow hard, but I'm a living witness today. Wait on it. And Sister Johnson, be of good courage. All right, we're going to go to our next caller, because we do have some callers in line right here. We're going to go to area code 504. Last four digits of that number is 7441. 504, last four digits are 7441. Bringing you live into the studio. Now, good evening, good evening. How are you on today? Listen.
Good evening, Dr. Chapman. How are you?
Good evening. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. This is Dr. Zeno. I would like to give you and your family my condolences. Emerson was a friend. We know that God is still in control. So keep the faith, my sister, and I love you much. To Dr. Hayes,
God bless
thank
you
so
much.
Very
I want to thank you for calling in. I want to thank
bless
you for calling in and encouraging me on today. Continue to listen into the show, because I know that God has given us a word on today, and this word is for everybody. I know, I don't know about you, but I'm encouraged on today. What do we do when we don't know what to do? I want to thank you for calling in and listening. We do have other callers calling in. God bless your heart, Dr. Z, and I'll be talking to you shortly. God bless you. Okay, our code 225. Last four digits of that number is 8201. 225-8201. Good afternoon, caller. You're now live in the studio with us now.
Good afternoon, Dr. Chapman. Hello. First of all, I want to give you my condolences, you and your family. This is Minister Rhodes. I just wanted to make two comments. Thank Dr. Hayes for a phenomenal job that she's doing on this topic. What a timely topic that you have going forward for all, not just the body of Christ, but all of us are going through. And to Dr. Hall, just want to encourage her to know just to stand. Stand. If you got to stand all by yourself, because the Lord promised in his word he will not leave you, nor will he forsake you. Just want you to know, trust the Holy Spirit. And Dr. Chapman, you had said everything that I wanted to say to her. So I just want you all to know that I'm here today listening, and God bless each of you for doing what you're doing. I love you all, and just know you're never alone. You're never alone. Trust the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. God bless.
Thank you. We did have another caller. Looked like she had hung up at this time. We had another caller from Maricopa 504, but we will go forward at this time. Minister Rolette, we want to thank you for calling in on today's show. Such a mighty, mighty woman of God. And we're going to go now to our next caller. Thank you so much, Minister Rolette. You know I love you with all my heart. Next caller, out of code 504. Last 4 digits of that number is 2162. We're going to bring you live into the studio now. So I'm bringing you live. Good afternoon, caller. How are you today? Out of code 504-2162.
God bless you. God bless you, my darling. My darling Chapman, God bless you, Chapman. You know I love
God
you. This is Evangelist
you.
King song. Times you, right quick, have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, oh Lordy, speak a word and you will be healed. Speak over yourself and encourage yourself in the Lord. I want to sing that to you, darling. After you've done all you can do, stand there for. Having your lines girded about
God
with the truth. You be encouraged. I look talking to you after the service. Be encouraged. Your labor's not
God
in vain in the Lord. I enjoyed the young lady who spoke before you. Be encouraged. Continue to speak the word of God in spirit and in truth. Love you much, Chapman. You know I do. This
God
is Evangelist King, Thessalonian Church of God in Christ.
Thank
all right, my darling.
God is so good. I am so blessed on today to have all these women of God calling in. I tell you, Dr. Hayes, you know, God get ready to do something here. We got to get a revival or something started here. And, you know, as you know, she's one of the great soloists herself, and she had an opportunity to meet the phenomenal Pastor Shirley Caesar. So we were talking, and she looks just like Shirley to me, you all, and she sounded like we're going to let her sing a verse, a song from her new release before she leaves. But I tell y'all got me in tears over here. You got me happy. Sister Hall, Sister Gloria Hall, Minister Rolette, Sister King. Now, I don't know, but I tell you one thing. I know this is just the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad.
Yes.
So we got these mighty, mighty women of God. We got to get together for a revival. And I also want you to talk about when they're going to be honoring you there in Nashville, Tennessee. You're going to have a ministry, a ministerial, or something is going to be going on up there in Nashville, because I'm going to say, I got somebody to travel. I'm going to tell you now, so Minister Rolette, she's still listening in. She don't mind getting on the highway now. And so we want to know a little bit about that and give us the date on that. And we're going to load up some cars, and we're going to come up there, and we're going to be there in the midst of you when you give this big. A wonderful, amazing presentation that God has laid upon your heart. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, ma'am. It's August 17th, I will be celebrating, myself and God will be celebrating a ministry going forth. It is a ministry that God has bestowed upon my life through word and music, and also through my sons, whom I won't say lost because I know where they are. They passed away 2006, Jeff Hart. And God has sustained my husband and I through that trial. But he has also sustained me and has been using me for his glory to lift him up and to glorify him in the midst of all. So I'll be celebrating August 17th here in Nashville, ministry going forth, which is also coupled with a radio podcast out of Detroit through Right Now Praise Radio. will be celebrating this at Mount Nebo Missionary Baptist Church, my church home. It will be a fundraiser for my son's foundation, Lieutenant Robert Hayes and Aaron Hayes Memorial Scholarship Foundation. We do an annual year where we're able to help young people and award book scholarships to high schoolers who are graduating out of high school, continuing going into college, and those young people who are continuing education. And then we also do some mentoring. And we sponsor different ministry programs that is pertaining to the youth as well. So we're going to be celebrating on the 7th and praising God and thanking him for his mighty works and for who he is.
Amen.
And,
I pray that
he will continue to use me and he will allow me to glorify him in everything that he has set before me and assigned in my life to do for him. And it's going to be 17th in Nashville.
You seem as if we're breaking up in the studio. Listeners, please bear with us because we're having difficulties in the studio, but do not leave us. I would like for you to hear Dr. Hayes when she gives us a little bit of her new release that she has. I'll tell you a little bit about the release that you just released, and how did you get started in the industry of being a singer? And tell us a little bit about how God brought you where you are today, and a little bit about what you pray that God would bring you forth in the year of 2024. Can you tell us a little bit about your new release that you just released?
Yes, ma'am. My latest release is titled Holy Ghost Live, the Remix. It's a song that was recorded live here in Nashville and produced by the late Dr. Derek Lee, who has been called home to world glory since. And I'm very, very excited about this song because we're just worshiping God in his presence and talking about the Holy Ghost. And what the Holy Ghost for us in our lives. If we have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost teaches us how to walk right, how to talk right, how to live right. And when we have the Holy Ghost, I tell you, we can go far and beyond what man could ever place upon our lives. God is a big God, and he's unlimited. And so I began my gospel music career in 1982, my first recording, the very first song I wrote, Lord, Will You Use Me? And that's all she wrote since that time.
All right. Well, you want to do us a little bit, give us a little bit of that, because we do have a short time left in the show, but we do want you to finish up in your closing of your presentation.
Sure.
We don't want to not close what the Lord has for us in the closing of your prayer. So give us a little bit. Can you give us a little bit of that with the song, whatever song God lay upon your heart, give us a little. We do have a little bit minute left in the studio very shortly. Can you give us a little verse of a song, please?
Sure. Healer was a song that I released before Holy Ghost, and that's really one of my favorite songs. It was recorded by the Caravan some years ago, and I just re-recorded it live in Nashville. There's a stranger in the city healing. I got the news this morning. He's healing. A stranger in the city, healing. He's healing the body. Jesus is healing the sin sick soul.
Glory to God. What a wonderful one. I had an opportunity to hear her live here in the city of New Orleans, and
I really enjoyed, I truly enjoyed her. And we're going to be doing something in the future with Dr. Hayes. We're going to bring her down for a revival, and we're going to have a good time. And you know that I've always prayed that I would see her and Shirley Caesar together on stage. And we don't know where the Lord is going to bring us. But also the young lady that came in and sang Speak On Yourself, and Evangelist Susan King has such an anointing upon her life as well. You know, God is good. God can put people in your lives. God has a reason for everything that he do for us. And I'd like to give God the glory for all that I am and all that I would ever would be is because of God's goodness and love for me. My brother Emerson, has a legend on his life, and he was one of the best organist player here in the city of New Orleans, played for 5 churches. Now, every Sunday, he starts out at 5. He don't get home until 10 or 11. Talking about a workman in God's vineyard. That's what my brother Ledger said that he left behind. And I tell you, everybody wanted him to pray for a funeral. And the chaplain, my father was a quartet gospel singer leader. His son was Sam Cook in the Soul Stirrers. And he was the lead guitar player for the gospel quartet group here in the city of New Orleans. When you think my mind is not functioning properly, but I think of it in a little while. And then he even went on to start being the lead singer with his brothers, the Chapman Brothers gospel singers. And we're blessed with the Chapman singers here in the city of New Orleans. We're blessed with the Cheatham singer, which is my sister Wanda. She plays organ as well. And my sister Lynette and her daughter. I mean, my grandfather taught music. We, the Chapman family, we love to sing, and we love God had put the singers and voices in our family. And that gives me a thrill when I can hear other people sing, and God has blessed them with such a phenomenal blessing. And you know, we can look back over our lives, and I'm sure that some of our listeners have met some of the greatest singers and our cousins, the Ville Brothers gospel singers out of Centerville, Mississippi. And next week, if the Lord bless me to be here, we will have none other than George Dean, the leader and the founder of the Full Gospel. He's going to be the guest on next week, and looking forward to have Huey Williams with the Jackson Southern Nears. Also, listeners, I want to make an announcement that Brother Leo Jackson, the founder and the lead singer for the Melanie Clouds, they'll be celebrating his birthday on the 21st of April. Listeners, if you have an opportunity to come out and show Brother Leo some love. Truly, he's a truly man of God. God bless him for so many years.
Amen.
And they're going to be celebrating him, and they're going to have the Unstoppable Gospel Singers are going to be there. We're going to have the, I think the Mighty Clouds are going to be there, as well as Brother Huey Williams, who the lead singer with the Jackson Southerners, are going to be in the city of New Orleans. So much is coming up, and we're going to be talking about it in weeks to come here on Faith in Your Fears. But I want to yield right now. Listen, you still have an opportunity to press that number one if you haven't done so. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to encourage our guests on today. Press that number one, and at that time, if the show is not over, we will bring you live into the studio with us. But now I'm going to yield back to our guest and let her close out with her presentation. After closing your presentation, we're going to ask that I'm going to bring Minister Rolette back into the studio. She's going to do our closing prayer on today. So hang on in there with me, Minister Rolette. You're going to be doing the closing prayer for us on today. You're going to yield now back to Dr. Hayes to finish her closing presentation. God bless you, Dr. Hayes.
Amen. God bless you. In the book of Psalm 42, David sought God. He meditated on God's promises. And not only did he meditate on God's promise, but David praised God in the midst of his trials. In Psalm 42:5, "For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Praising God while in the midst of the storm gives us hope. Glorifying God allows God to manifest his Holy Spirit in our situation and he begins to work things out on our behalf. So what do we do when we don't know what to do? Seek God. Meditate on his promises. Glorify him in the midst of the storm. In Psalm 1:1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. Enter in his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. Call upon me in the day of trouble, my God, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. In Psalm 50:15. Praise him. Praise the Lord. Praise him. And Peter said in Acts 3:8, he says, Peter heals a crippled beggar, and he leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping, praising God. Peter heals a crippled beggar, leaping up, stood, leaping up, and he stood up and walked and entered into the temple with Peter, walking and leaping and praising God. So if a crippled beggar can hear the word of God through the powerful man of God, and place that word in his heart, believe God, and begin to walk. That's what we ought to do in our lives today. Whatever we're going through, trials and tribulations, whether big or small, hear the word of God. Believe upon his word. Have faith and allow that word to be a part of our life and our walk.
Yes,
in
Lord.
His right.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah. Give him praise. Praise him. Praise him.
Oh, glory.
Glorify
yes,
him. Everything
yes,
that you're going
yeah,
through,
yeah.
Glorify him. If you couldn't, if you didn't say a word, just say, thank you, Jesus. If you couldn't say a word, just say, have mercy, oh God. If you couldn't
yes,
say
Lord.
A word, say, Lord, I love you, and I know you love me. Give
yes.
him glory. Glorify him. And whatever you're going through, because know that God is working it out just for you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless your heart
yes,
on today.
Lord.
I don't know about you listeners, but I truly have been blessed on today. I want to once again thank our special guest, none other than Fazine, Minister Dr. Fazine Hayes, for being our special guest on today. We got to bring her back, listeners. We got to bring her back and finish part two of this. I tell my guests all the time, it'd be so good. The time passed so fast. And when it's a good show like this, I always come back for part two. So we're going to bring her back sometime in the month of June or July with part two of this awesome topic. What do you do when you don't know what to do? And you truly have been a blessing to me on today. And I pray that the Lord will continue to pour a fresh anointing on your life as he continue to bring you forward, as he continue to guide you in the path that he has already put you on. Minister, I tell you, today has been a blessed day. This mighty woman of God, she's so precious. She looks just like Shirley Caesar, y'all. You have to see them together. You go to the Facebook page, you can see it. One of the pictures, she's with a doctoral degree ceremony, and she's there with Shirley. And they can be sisters, and they give God the glory in the same manner. You know, God doesn't make mistakes in our lives. He has a purpose for everything. All we got to do is just wait on him. And I see that we still have Sister Johnson in the studio with us. Sister Johnson, I pray that God will continue to bless you with your women ministry. And you don't get discouraged, because there are going to be days when you want to throw up both hands. But God did not bring you this far to leave you now. You know, he's going to be there when no one else is there. Just sit quiet
and just wait on the Lord, because all good and perfect gifts come from God. And we know that he's not going to put no more on us than we can bear. He promised to not to leave us, nor desert. And one thing that we know, he said he give us power from on high. We got that power to face our giants. We got power to step on our servants. So all we have to do is just let that Holy Spirit on the inside of us, let it work on it on the outside of us, because from our belly will flow rivers of living waters. And I believe every word is proceeded out of the mouth of God. We're going to bring Minister Rolette back into the studio. He's going to close us out in prayer. And I thank you again, Minister Hayes, for coming on, Dr. Hayes, and we will bring you back. And I want you to look at Thursday in June or July, and we're going to do part two of this. And God may give you a different topic. I'm just saying part two of this because I know there's more to this topic. And this is a mighty, mighty, mighty awesome and strong topic that we all need to know sometime what we do when we don't know what to do. You know, and you were saying David, you used David as one of the characters, but you know, so many others in the Bible, and God has told him, like he told his disciple, go and wait. Sometimes we have to wait on the Lord. We have to just be stand still. You know all that you can do, and we can't do no more by the word of God. Tell us to stand still. We're going to bring Minister Rolette back into the studio now. She's going to close us out in prayer and probably have a closing remark for you as well, Minister Hayes. All right. Minister Rolette, you're in the studio now.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you once again for who you are. We thank you for this mighty woman of God that you have raised up to bring forth your word on today, Father. We ask that you would bless her home and make it a home of peace, prayer, and love. We ask for strength for our Dr. Chapman on today, Father, and her entire family as they're going through this hour of mourning, because you said in your word, joy comes in the morning. Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus for our sister Hall, Father, her sister Johnson, Father, that you would give her the peace that she needs to weather this storm. We thank you for this powerful segment today, Father. When you don't know what to do, all we can do is turn to you, Father. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And for that, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would continue to bless every listening ear today who has tuned in to hear your word, because you said faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Now may the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide now and henceforth forevermore till we all meet again and the church of God can say amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank God. Minister, my special guest on today, I want to give you the opportunity to tell the listeners thanks for tuning in, and you can give them a farewell until the next time we meet again here on the radio. Hopefully we'll be seeing each other in person, I think, by then in the month of August. I know I'm going to be getting together with some of the women, and we're going to be riding there to Nashville. We don't know what, you know, I thank God got a blessing with our name on it. And we thank Minister Rolette for that awesome, awesome closing prayer. God bless you. Now I want you to say goodbye to our listeners on the day, on Minister Hayes, Dr. Hayes.
Yes, I first of all, I thank God for you, Dr. Chapman. I thank God that for your spirit of obedience for allowing me to join you tonight on this broadcast to share the word of God. It's just so powerful, and it means so much to me. And I thank God for you. Listeners, please be encouraged that whatever you're going through, whether big or small, and now we know that we all are going to go through something in this life, because Jesus said it wasn't going to be easy. And certainly we know it wasn't easy for him before his experience on Calvary. But just know,
amen,
to seek God first. Seek him. Meditate on his promises, because he is a promise keeper. Then glorify
amen
him in the midst of the storm. Glorify him
amen
in whatever you're going through.
Amen.
Glorify him. Speak the word of God over everything. And that gives you strength. And it brings God's revelation to your life. God bless you.
Amen.
And I thank
God
for
bless
your
you, my love. I love you, my friend. And we'll be talking. And Minister Rolette, Sister Paul, and all of the listeners on today, God bless you. Thank you for all of the condolences and all of the prayers. And I ask that you continue to pray for me and my family, because we know this too shall pass. God bless you, listeners. This is the end of our show for today. Goodbye now.
Bye-bye.